This is Dental All-Stars, where we bring you the best in dentistry on marketing, management, and training.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Nottingham, founder and CEO of All-Star Dental Academy, and we're continuing our discussion of the six marketing mistakes. And today's marketing mistake is trying to market to everyone. So in our last podcast, we talked about the first marketing mistake, which is doing what everyone else is doing. If you do what everyone else is doing, you're going to get what everyone else is getting, and that's poor results. In this podcast, the other marketing mistake is if you try to market to everyone, you get no one. So doing what everybody else is doing, you get what everybody else is getting, marketing mistake number one, and that's poor results. Second marketing mistake, if you try to market to everyone, you get no one. We don't want that. And what helps illustrate this is the story of the fisherman. And so there's this traditional fisherman and this legendary fisherman, and they were looking to find fish. So the traditional fisherman said, okay, how do I become a better fisherman? And so he studied about how to become a better fisherman. However, the legendary fisherman studied, how do I understand fish behavior more? They studied fish. And who won? Of course, the legendary fisherman won. Why? Because the moral of the story was, think like a fish, not a fisherman. And the same thing with your dental practice. And when you're marketing to people, when you're marketing to patients, think of them like fish. What type of practice do patients like? Think like a fish. Is your target patient a practice that is high-level customer service or not? So we got to think about your fish. And the supporting principle behind this is the next question, what is your ideal patient? How do they act? What are their preferences? Again, fish. We teach a lot this concept of the DISC profile, which is one of many personality types, and we have to adapt to the type of fish we have. Do we have a clownfish? Do we have a lionfish? A shark? What type of fish are we dealing with? And we have to be able to adapt. And then you have to think about targeting, what fish are you looking to catch? If you're looking to catch, whether it's marlin, for example, and you're hunting for marlin in Antarctica, they're not there. They're going to be in Florida. Typically, that's where marlins typically hang out. You got to know where you're targeting those fish. Where are your fish going to be? What type of fish do you want? Do you want little shrimpy fish or do you want big fish? Do you want fish that are focused on price or focused on quality? So what's the demographic? Now, if you're looking for the high quality fish that give a lot of meat and are very tasty, they want a great experience. So I'm not saying you eat your patients. That's where we stop the analogy. But my point is what are you looking to attract? Who are you marketing to? If you're marketing to the price shoppers, then we're going to be putting advertisements. And that goes to my next question. What type of ads do you want to provide to your patients? That's the fish bait. So if you're sending ads that are discount, 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 you're going to get that fish bait is going to attract fish patients that are looking for discounts. If you are looking for a high quality patient that wants great customer service, then your ads have to reflect that, from your marketing to your phone skills to your conversations in the office. It all has to be congruent and collective in what you are teaching and what you are saying. So we have to be very careful again with this precept. If we market to everyone, we get no one, or we're going to get very haphazard results. So really think about, what type of practice do you have? What patients do you have, or what patients do you want? What's your ideal patient? And what ads help attract those type of patients? And which ones attract the wrong patient? Because we want to make sure we're not doing those ads. And I want to point you in this direction, if you haven't already. If you go to allstardentalacademy.com/webinar, I have a whole webinar where I teach you phone skills, scheduling, customer service. These are the skills. These are the foundational elements that you need to be able to support your ads, to be able to support your marketing. You're wasting your time on marketing if you are not legendary on phone skills, on customer service, because that's going to get a lot more out of your investment. You're going to get a lot more out of your time. So definitely check that out. And we will cover our third marketing mistake in the next episode of the six-part series. So check out our podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, whether it's YouTube, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Share with your friends. And until next time, go out there and be an all-star.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. Visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.